Hello, it's the 15th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Public meeting with East West Rail revealed that residents of Bedford's Poets area were being undercut on price through the Need to Buy programme. As many as 37 homes could be demolished in Poets, out of a total of 65 overall, in order to build the rail line between Cambridge and Oxford through Bedford. Homeowners expressed to Borough Mayor Tom Wootton how they've been offered 20 to 30% less than market value so that the six-track option north of Bedford could move forward. Poets resident John Lloyd expressed that it could take up to 10 years for him to receive compensation. Beth West, the chief executive for East West Rail, who left the meeting early, denied the claims. Mr. Wootton concluded by saying, "I will hold everybody to account. We're going to make sure they listen to the people of Bedford." £21,000 worth of cigarettes, hand-rolling tobacco, shisha and illegal vapes were confiscated by trading standards officers from a Luton shop in Marsh Farm. The items may not have passed UK safety checks and were possibly sold to individuals under the age of 18. In a first-of-its-kind conviction for Bedfordshire, 28-year-old Kulbar Singh Morak from Luton was found guilty of forcing a woman into marriage so that he could remain in the country. The victim described the verbal and physical abuse that she received from Morak during the marital period. It was revealed that her friend contacted Beds Police out of concern. Mr. Morak is due to be sentenced next month. Bedford-based Greenlight Consultancy, as part of a 12-month promise to raise funds for the Sue Ryder charity, hosted a football game to push towards their overall £2,000 goal. The company, through their efforts, have already exceeded their target for the year, with hopes to involve themselves in many more fundraising events. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.